Game tonight for the Trenton Bulldogs. They're going to take on Winston in the consolation semifinals over at the Gallatin tournament. I figured these are going to air right about the same time that the game is going to be played. Magic Radio going on there. So you can either listen to the interview here with Coach Guthrie, or if you want to hear the game, it will be across the dial on Z101.7, looking at about a 5:45 tip-off for that one. Coach, how are you doing today?
Doing great, Tom. How are you?
Doing really well. You were really excited about, you know, the guys played pretty well last night. It wasn't a win, but it was, you know, deep, talented Gallatin team, all those things we talked about last night. But you were especially excited to get the chance to have a little bit of good positive momentum, try to bring that into today and try to get a victory. Do you still have that same excitement here a few hours for tip?
Yes, we do. We really want to build off of what we did last night. Thought we rebounded a lot better. Our bigs, Hunter and Seth, they had really nice nights, along with Maverick. So we just really want to build on that. Kiefer scored 21 points. He had a great night rebounding as well. And Gabe Novak had 17 points. Did a much better job taking care of the basketball. Yep, we're excited for tonight to hopefully build off of what we did last night.
It's, you mentioned Gabe. Gabe is, he's a firecracker on the basketball court. He plays at 100 miles an hour. That could be good at times, and, sometimes it gets him out of control. So you want him to be aggressive, drive the ball to the hoop, as he did last night very successfully at times. But there's that, I'm sure it's something you work with him all the time. There's that happy medium between making sure that you're controlling what you're doing and not getting out of control.
Yeah, it's something we're working with all of our guys on. Just trying to be more under control, getting to the basket. We've kind of got habits of immediately wanting to dribble right when we get the basketball. And in our offense this year, I'd like to get more passes around the horn. If we can move the defense two, at least three times around, that defense usually breaks down, and then better dribble drives open up. So we're working with them all on being more patient, trying to get to the rim. So Braden Sager's also done a really good job getting into the game, giving us a lot of energy on defense and working towards the basket. He had a nice open three-pointer last night as well for us.
Yeah. Seth Doolittle's going to be a guy who does score a ton of points for you, but his physical presence inside, banging against some of the guys in the Grand River Conference, that's going to be really important for your basketball team. Yeah, Seth's importance to this team isn't necessarily going to be in those 20-point games.
Yes. No, his athleticism, his length. We're working on him becoming more physical on offense, but he does a really good job of being tall on shots and contesting shots. This last week, we've really worked on defensive rebounding with him because he's so good at contesting shots. But we're trying to train him to get more physical boxing out, and he's buying into that. He had his best rebounding last night. I think I had him for over five or six rebounds, and so did a really good job for us.
We know that as far as a guy who's grown up around the sport, Kiefer Tolson, he really likes the sport of basketball, and he's very talented at it, obviously. He did a lot of good things his freshman year. What were kind of, in the discussions that you had with Kiefer, the places that you felt like that he could make that natural progression as a sophomore?
Well, just being more aggressive in our offensive set. Last year, his physicalness offensively, he was a little smaller as well, but getting to the basket, a few times he was timid last year. He still led us in scoring, but this year I can just see him progressing with his aggressiveness at the rim. He realizes he's a guy that could score 15 to 20 points a night, and I've just talked to him about, hey, be aggressive, work the offense, but you have the ability to get the ball at the rim and make points. He's also continuing to progress with his three-point shot. His percentage has been phenomenal this year. He does work so hard in the summer, and that's really developed his game. He did all of the summer things I asked, and then he was on a traveling team where he got games almost every weekend. And just when you play that amount of basketball, you're going to continue to develop. So he's doing a great job as a sophomore.
Now, before I let you go, Coach, you play Winston tonight, opposite side of the bracket. You got North Harrison and Gilman City. Obviously, you need to get through Winston to get to Friday. But it's like a little four-team tournament, and it's three teams that you match up against here, starting with Winston tonight, that you know that if you go out and you play your brand of ball, you got a chance. And these boys took a lot of lumps last year. They went into a lot of games knowing that chances of getting a W weren't very good. So to me, that would just add to the excitement of kind of turning this into a little four-team tournament and saying, hey, can we get through Saturday or get through Friday night and get a couple of Ws?
Yeah, that's our goal, is to try to get some wins. Winston's really good. They've got a point guard that's really good at getting to the basket, 14, so we're going to have to really slow him down. And their post player, 35, I got a little bit of film on him last night. He was excellent at on defense. He was really aggressive. He actually got in the passing lane some and scored some transition buckets. So we're going to, no game is a gimme game for our team right now. We got to show up tonight and be ready to compete hard, play tough defense, rebound, and continue to be aggressive offensively, but we got to continue to learn how to take care of that ball, value each possession. We got a great chance of winning tonight, but we got to play hard.
Yeah, so. From Winston's perspective too, they're not going to be intimidated. Trenton's going to be the third straight GRC team that they played. Saw South Harrison last week. Saw Polo last night. So should be an interesting one. I think it's going to be a really good ball game. Quite honestly, yeah. Coach, we'll see you at the gym over at Gallatin. Thanks for joining us. Good luck tonight.
Yep. Thank you, Tom. I really appreciate it.